Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching and on the Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio, and NLI stands for Neuro-Linguistic Innovation. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, but I'm also a student of my own life. And I speak about what expands me and let go of worrying about fitting into society's ways. And that's opened me up to a new pathway to uncover and discover in my life that there is something going on in the world, and the world is very selfish and too cheap to come out of this. Over the last 30, 40 years, we forgot what the depression is, and we still live the depression mindset, except for people that have expanded out of it. And people are looking for ways to scam people rather than expand people. And that's something that Cowboy Wisdom Innovation Coaching and Common Sense Politically Incorrect and Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. It's about expanding people into new paradigms of success. However, we're so afraid of money and what other people have, we really lack the ability to see the opulence in the world. The opulence is wealth, and there's wealth for everybody. But we're on such a high speed, no grease, to please the hierarchy of the world, we forget to live our dreams. And we're more worried about pleasing the higher ups. We forget that we are involved, and we've become totally reliant on corporate America for our way of life. We've actually stepped in and accepted the fascism ourselves. It's I'm a selfish man is what fascism says. And I mean selfish man and women. And we are a selfish society. And I'm really starting to notice this in every facet, that people are more afraid of being good to somebody and living a life of wealth because they're more desiring to be caught up in somebody's group and somebody's follow me thing rather than open our minds to see it's us that has the wisdom, the will, and the wit to move forward. This world will be led out of this recession by blue-collar innovators. But however, we got to start collaborating and cooperating between the white collar and the blue collar, because the blue collar can physically do it, and the blue collar sometimes can do it. And over the last 10 to 15 years in the electrical trade, I've really noticed how far it's went down. We have so much inexperience running the top that it's just unbelievable. And this country, it would rather see child labor work than growing people, but yet the same people that want cheap labor want the children of the parents they refuse to hire to go to war, such as Iraq, Afghanistan, and keep America free around the world. But yet they, when it comes their turn to holding up society's way of living, they let us down. They're so interested in a dollar, they forget it takes people to expand their incomes and enhance and expand their bottom line. And that goes through all of society. All we can see now is the cheapness in one another. And that's kind of where, that is exactly where we're at. We're bound up waiting for somebody else to lead us out of this enterprising boom we're in. But it's going to, when we open our eyes to see the innovation, we're going to open our eyes to success. But if you look at the world, everything is about the corporations and business making money. There's nothing about people having wealth. And until the corporations and the businesses of the world desire to see people with wealth, the world will continue to spiral downward and go backward in every facet of our life. You open your eyes to see what's going on. There's a severe challenge with people in this world accepting other people's ideas. And we're so afraid to say that somebody else knows something, such as Obamacare. I don't know that much about it. I know it's a real thick book. And the Supreme Court kind of went in his favor, and everybody's against it. Here's the thing. If Ronald Reagan would have done Obamacare, the Republicans would be saying it's good, and the Democrats would be saying it's bad. But here's the thing. There has to be a way people can communicate ideas without having to be right and so locked and blocked in an ideology that we can't move forward. And how are you locked and blocked in your own life in an ideology that won't move forward? We really, really, in this world today, are stuck in a cheap, selfish way. And it's in the spiritual world, the coaching world, personal business, it's in all the world. And anybody that says it isn't in their life better step back and look in the mirror, because if somebody with a prominent name walks in front of somebody, they're all googly-eyed and idolizing them. But if a common, ordinary, hourly worker walks in the same prominence, the same person, they treat them very arrogantly. And, you know, I can do electrical work and I can coach and speak as well as anybody. So does that make me better than anybody? No, that means there's 150 million teachers out there for me to engage. And I've done over 200 radio shows. And, you know, a lot of the guests after the show, either they say they like it and then they go away. But we're intimidated by people that aren't afraid to accept the challenges of the world and choose to expand people out of them. And that's really where we're at right now. People are really afraid to expand out of this situation. It's easier to take a pay cut than stand for higher wages. It's easier to dummy ourselves down. Am I guilty of what I'm saying? Yes. I'm no better than anybody else. I have my human emotions, my bills, but I also have a fortitude to move forward in troubling times. And what is troubling everybody is nobody has an idea, and the world won't say, I don't know. And that's the biggest fear the world has, is saying, I don't know. So what is it you're afraid to say I don't know about? I know there's a lot of things I am, and I'm catching myself at it, but ever since I started I don't know, the world has become a lot easier and more fun for me to engage in. And that's the thing. People are afraid to engage in other people's wisdom, wit, and to move each other forward. We would rather see somebody struggle than give them a helping hand. Not money, a helping hand. Wisdom is forever dollars. Money in the instant is just temporary help, and that's all it is. And we're so afraid to engage in our own inner talent that the world is stuck in the corporate way of life, and nobody can tell us what to do and how to move forward. But we spin around and we keep spinning around in the same stuff and in the same mundane, insane stuff because we really don't understand on how to move life forward. Because it's going to take letting go of the paradoxes we live today. And we're going to have to let go of corporate fascism as a way of life and get down into I serve mankind with my innovative talent. And everybody has innovative talent, but are you willing to engage in that innovative talent to move your life forward? That is a real question we all have to really engage in and move forward. But we also, we let things go because we really don't understand that energizing prosperity and others, a lot of people talk it, but they sure don't watch it. And they sure don't do anything anybody else can do. And everybody is unique in their own way. And that is something the world is afraid of from now to ever. And what's the fear you have about engaging in your own talent? It's your talent that will move the world forward. And it also will move your life forward. But you're an international star, and we don't even know how big of stars we are. We're always listening to the media to do something else rather than engage in who we are and do what we do. We walked forward, but we shut our eyes away from the opportunity. In the world right now, if you read everything online and do the things, you're going to see we're really circling in the circle of havoc, which is change. And the only thing changing is we're going downhill more every day because we think somebody's going to come along and be our lifesaver. And the only lifesaver in your life is you. And how do you rely on corporations? And everybody goes to work and works really hard for the person they work for. But when it comes to doing their own stuff, they're kind of slackers. I know I am. I caught myself at it. See, here's the thing about a coach, a speaker, and writer, and everybody in the spiritual world, we're supposed to have more integrity and more honesty and tell the truth about ourselves and quit writing about what's going on in somebody else's life. And that when somebody writes you in it, that means they're hiding and they're dodging the learning lesson. That's a secret to learning about what's going on in somebody's life, because as soon as you see the you, that means they're hiding from somebody. And what are you hiding from? And we're all hiding it, and we're all a little selfish when it comes to admitting we really don't know. There's not a one of us really, really know what's happening in our life. You know, and when you do that, people stay away from what's going on in your life. Because when you're afraid of your own life, why should somebody come into your life? You tell me. Tell me why somebody should come into your life, and why should wealth enter your life? If you was wealth, would you enter your life? That's a heck of a question. Look at your life, and would you walk into your life, or would you want people to stay away? Or what would you like in your life? What is it you desire? See, the words we use mean so much. Would you rather like something or desire to experience it? You got to see how that works. But everybody walks away from themselves, because that's the only one in your life that can expand your life is you. But however, people stay away because you stay away from yourself. The one that the one you fear most is you. Everybody else, you just do. But when it comes down to it, you're the one that has everything in your life. You're the one that knows it, understands it, but people just never want to have the desire to really sit down, engage in that inner self. But when you choose to let go of fitting into society and being fitting into the cheapness society, there's a difference between being cheap and being frugal and engaging in your life. That is something that everybody else can do. And what are you really afraid of in yourself? And how are you cheap? And you, how do you, when somebody says they're having something good, cynically, you say, oh my God, that's bad. And you don't want to engage in that. How is that? You know, I've really been thinking, I've been really examining this within myself and within the world. If the corporations say jump, the American people and the people of the world, we bow down and we jump. And corporate America has ruined people's lives. They've moved overseas. And if they raise a few things, it would be economically dysfunctional to do this. But the American people are so cheap. They're always looking for the lowest deal, which isn't bad. But when you find a deal from China, whose bottom line are you helping? You're helping China. See, the pundits on the TVs, they do what they do. They're promoting corporate America because that's who pays their wages. But however, when it comes down to it, do they support the American people? It's like the Vietnam, the Iraq War. People have they support the fighting part, but do they support? Do they support the injured troops? That is the question. Do they support the truth? That's the unique thing, the injured troops. See, supporting the big troops is okay. And that is what's going on. What are we afraid of with each other? And what happens when we really start letting go of our poverty consciousness and corporate, letting the corporations control and run our money and control the world? And they really control everything in the United States, and we allow it because we don't understand nothing else. We have been dummied down into this. And that is what's happening in the world right now, is we're being dummied down into a society. And that's kind of where we're stuck. We're really stuck because we're waiting for corporate America to spend some of that trillions of dollars they got in the bank, but they're not going to spend it because they want to control the election. And that's one thing you have to remember. These people love controlling the election. And that's what they're working on, is controlling the election. And, you know, that's what it is. it's about having control, and we're in the corporation's control. And it isn't anybody's fault but the people's, because that's what we allow to happen. Because that's all we understand. And so what do you feel you can do in your life to increase your cash flow and do everything else? Where are you stuck in doing the same thing today as you was yesterday? You know, and that's what we all do. We just stay stuck in the same place, doing the same thing. And that's all we do. Because we're waiting and we're too afraid of our talent, but we're too afraid of being wealthy. Wealth and success and understanding our talents are the biggest three fears the people of the world face. And you know, that's just what it is. But what are you going to do in your life? Me, I've got a new CD coming out called The Flow and the Glow, read by a lady out of Florida named Melinda Van Haver. She's a self-empowerment expert. But what happens when we let go of being controlled and doing our own thing? And we're just really swirling in the same spot, because that's what we understand. And we've been too book taught to move forward. And that's what we really are. We're really caught up in being book smart and not common sense energized. And that's all there is. But that isn't all there is. It's you and me engaging in the world and expanding it through intertwining our innovation from all the people. But you know what? It's going to take putting down our guard and thinking everybody owes us something. And nobody owes us anything. We owe ourselves. And that's what we're really stuck on, is everything like that. And that's what's happening in the world, because we're really thinking corporate America has our best interest at heart. And they don't. They have nothing about us in their heart. And what they're really worried about is their own bank accounts. And they're really, really stuck on themselves. And they don't really care about the American people. All they care about is the stockholders. And, you know, the stockholders are good people, and everybody deserves to make money. But when is it the American people's and the people of the world's turn to make money? But here's the thing. We ain't going to make money if we keep worrying about the money we don't have. And that's where the world is at right now. It's really stuck on the money it don't have. And you know, the thing is, the money's out there. Because if you divided up all the money in the world, the people of the world, would there be $10 million for each other? And what would $10 million in everybody's hands do for everybody? It would expand the energy. And expand people to experience life. But you can't experience life until you let go of an unwillingness to not experience life. And that's where we're kind of at right now. People, not kind of at, that's where we're really at. Is we're really afraid to jump forward. And really afraid of each other. And you know, when we let go of that and we get unhooked from the corporations and start seeing that the small business of mom and pop businesses is what made this country strong, and we can see where the corporations have treated us, have served their purpose, but it's time now for us to get back to rebuild. We have become nomads, pioneering nomads right now to move around the world, to intertwine the world innovation in the United States with the innovation across the world. And go from there and see what happens in the world. But we're going to have to let go of our cheapness, our selfishness, our immaturity, and everything else about us. And until we let go of it, we're all going to stay stuck in the mundaneness we live today. And when we can let go of that, we can expand. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom, Innovation Coaching, that's our intention. Common Sense Politically Incorrect is a website where people can post and do things and have fun doing it. And intertwine the wisdom I'm in Salt Lake City today. In Salt Lake City with Sydney, Australia. You know, everybody is good at something, and there's sometimes it takes two, sometimes it takes three for people to intermingle and do that. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And it's about us letting go and expanding out of the current situation, because we're allowing the same situation to be re-energized by the same people that got us into it. And it's really because we don't all understand. And I understand that. And I'm starting to understand. I don't understand, but I'm willing to engage in the confusion to infuse new wisdom and move the world forward. And that's where we're really, really at today. So how are you too cheap? And you look for cheap rather than quality, and you look for foreign-made stuff rather than American-made stuff. And that's a big thing. And you know, they can say, but the bottom line, all the wealth in the workers is what makes our bottom line in our country strong. The wages of the world are the bottom line of any country's GDP, and we're afraid to admit that. And my name is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy NL Innovation Coaching, and my phone, my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And I say good night, and we'll talk to you later. Gosh.